Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding. And check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're going to take a look at the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed subscription. Today, we're taking a look at Jerry Donabedian's hidden stat line Week 7 backfield breakdown. Kareem Hunt, James Robinson, Jamal Williams, and James Conner lead the way with over 80% snap share from Week 7. Despite barely being in the top 10 of snap share, Todd Gurley led all backs with 23 carries. In the passing game, 5 backs had 6 or more targets, including Alvin Kamara, Chase Edmonds, Leonard Fournette, James Robinson, and Justin Jackson. Hunt, Williams, Connor, and Robinson are the 4 backs classified by a 3-down roll with 80%+ snap share. But take a look out for Melvin Gordon of the Broncos, who is listed as a 2-man split with Philip Lindsay. Lindsay got a concussion during Sunday's game and might not play this week. Gordon had over 75% snap share in 2 of the past 3 games, even with Lindsay, so he could be in position for an even bigger role. Keep in mind, after Lindsay left the game Sunday, Gordon received 15 of the 17 snaps in the 3rd quarter. Another running back to look out for from this week is Le'Veon Bell, who debuted with the Chiefs. Clyde Edwards-Helaire outsnapped Bell 53-33%, and Bell was not targeted at all despite running 11 routes. For comparison though, Clyde ran 13 routes and saw 4 targets. If we exclude the final 10 minutes, Edwards-Helaire played 59% of the snaps compared to Bell's 41%. In the red zone, Bell only got 2 carries compared to Edwards-Helaire's 3 carries and 2 targets. But do keep in mind that the Chiefs only ran 51 plays on offense, including just 6 in the 3rd quarter. For the complete game-by-game breakdown, check out Jerry Donabedian's Hidden Statline Week 7 Backfield Breakdown article on rotowire.com/pod. Whipping around the injury news, Niners running back Tevin Coleman may return this week from the injured reserve. Rams tight end Tyler Higbee was listed as inactive for Monday night's game against the Bears and did not play. Niners wide receiver Deebo Samuel is not expected to play Week 8 and will likely miss the following contest against the Packers as well. The Falcons and Panthers face off on Thursday Night Football this week, and Atlanta wideout Russell Gage was limited in practice on Monday, and it's unclear if he'll be ready for the game. On Carolina's side, head coach Matt Rhule noted that it's a possibility that Christian McCaffrey could return in time for the game. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.